That's it. Well, I've got Councillor Broderick, and then Councillor Bray.
Actually, it's incorrect what you've just said about the local plan being thrown out. On the 26th of November 2013, Councillor Guglielmi's draft local plan, which was to go to the inspector, was passed unanimously by the whole council of that day. I was there, I know. It was then announced in January that should it go to the inspector, it would be refused. So it hasn't been to an inspector. So just to clarify that. Now, the other thing is, all of us councillors sitting here, we're all lay people. I'm an ex-hotelier. Carlo Guglielmi is a postmaster. I'm various other trades. And we are here, I thought, to do what the people want, not what consultants, not we pay consultants to do. I'm here to do what the people where I live or my ward tells me to do. And what they all, and we all agreed at the last meeting in November that 480 was the point. And if, as you say, in 5 years' time, as we're told, it can be looked at again, then fine. What is wrong with showing the public that we do listen and that we're all on the same page with this? Why do we have to allow consultants to do what they want? Councillor Mooney has proved the figures as well. But apart from all of that, we're lay people, we're politicians, we're not experts. So I'm 100% behind the amendment, and I would like, if it's possible, everybody to register which way they vote, if that's allowed, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure if it is.
No, absolutely. Thanks, Councillor Broderick, for your comments. Councillor Bray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'm a little disappointed that we keep on hearing the same thing. The most common thing I'm hearing from the people in the area is we are fed up with being told how the government is going to come over with this big stick, take over and push us around. We're fed up with hearing that. It seems to be this constant threat in order to try and force us into a number that is higher than every single one of us genuinely knows is required. If that is the case, then we should be fighting that. The government, one part of me, the more irrational part perhaps, thinks, you know, if the government want to force a figure that's ridiculous on us, let them take responsibility for it. Yeah, I don't see why we should sit here and take the fall for a government pushing us around. We've been putting up with this for a long time. Also, if I could ask a question of Simon Meacham, the officer. While we were in the meeting with Mr. Hollis, which I did attend, he did say that it will be easier during the planning to reduce the number than increase it, which implied that either is possible. So I did want to question your suggestion that we need a number before we continue to the next stage, because that's certainly not the impression I got from Mr. Hollis. Could you clarify that for me, please?
Okay, I'll come to that in a second. I think it's interesting to hear those views. I think there's a difference of opinion between some of us. I think Tom articulated the view that I would tend to agree with, that he personally, you know, would like to see fewer houses, but we have got to follow the rules. See, the government have made it absolutely clear that they want to build 1 million homes within this parliamentary term, and that if councils can't agree proper local plans that stand up to proper scrutiny, that they will impose housing. So that's what we're faced with. We can either decide where the houses go, or the government will come and do it. Now, we can let them do it, if just to be stubborn, but then we are going to get housing estates cropping up all over the place. We will be at the mercy of developers. And I think most of us are struggling and trying to fight that off and trying to stop that happening and trying to have some control. Yeah, it's not a perfect system. We'd all like to have a lower figure, but if it's going to backfire on us and we're just going to allow the developers to put anything they want, anywhere they want, which is what we actually genuinely faced with, then I think we have got to make a tough decision. And I think putting our heads in the sand and wishful thinking and waving a magic wand isn't going to get us what we want. But Mr. Meacham, if you'd like to just answer that question briefly. And then I've got to come back to Carlo and we'll go to a vote on it.
Thank you, Chairman. Essentially, what we're looking at is a housing range of 500 to 600 units per annum. We're going for the 550. It could be 551, 552, any of that range. But 550 is obviously a working element for us to get forward to the next step, which is the preferred options. That's what's critical in order for us to be able to go out to consultation with statutory agencies, technical suppliers, and, of course, the public at large on what it is that is shaping up the plan. And shaping up this council area for the next 15 years, which is very critical. What really John Hollis was alluding to was it is easier to take sites out of a plan than to put sites into a plan. So essentially, should we in a year's time find a new set of data actually lowers our OAN, that's a damn sight easier to remove a site from a plan than it is to put one in at that stage. And that's all that it made reference to, really. It's just it's a political quip, I think.
Thank you. Right, I'm going to take two more speakers because Council Skills indicates speak. Councillor Guglielmi, Council Skills, we'll go to the vote on the amendment.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Councillor Bray is disappointed to hear the numbers the same time again. To be honest, Chairman, I'm disappointed to hear this constant whinging about numbers. We've now gone 8 months since the May elections, and we are no further forward with these numbers at all. It's very apparent that UKIP won their seats on the false premise they would reduce the numbers of dwelling from 12,000 was proposed and approved to whatever they want to do now, 487,200. Councillor Howard made the point quite well. We might be setting numbers 500, 600, 200. These houses have got to be delivered and built. So that's something that will remain to be seen. The last plan, which everybody talks about as if there was the best thing since last bread, we were proposing 6,000 dwellings in 10 years. It was 600 houses